Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. And welcome to this new series beginning today, God Is Our Rest. I'm eager to pick up the Bible and take us back into the life of Christ so that Jesus can teach all of us how he provides to us rest. And I think this is timely for so many because we're tired. I know I get tired, and I know most of the people in my life are tired. Are you tired? If so, I am glad that you can be with us here on God Is for the next few weeks. What makes us so tired? Well, there's so many ways to answer that question, but today I want to talk with you about three: technology, toil, and the family tree. Here are three T's: technology, toil, and the family tree. Let's start with technology. You might think that living in this century in which we reside, we might be a more well-rested people. This is, for the most part, no longer the days when we wake up at 3 a.m. and head down to the barn to milk the cows, and then work the land and animals all day as farmers. We're not planting our own crops, watering them, and caring for them all day for several months, and then harvesting them by hand when they're fully grown. Now, to be sure, there are friends tuning in to God Is who are outside working with your hands doing physical labor, landscape gardeners, for example, or listeners working with their hands in uncomfortable positions, mechanics, for example. But when I talk about technology, this applies to all of us, whatever our work may be, because I'm speaking of the mobile phone, the computer, the iPad, the e-reader as examples. I'd bet the majority of people tuning in right now have a mobile phone nearby. You may even be listening to God Is on the phone. Or maybe you listen via this radio station. Radio. More technology. But here's the point. Technology, in its various forms, has become so much a part of our lives that most of us doubt if we could survive an hour, let alone a day, without it. Here's the test case. Ever lost your phone? The other day, on my phone, I saw a video of a woman freaking out at an airport because she left her phone on the plane. Sheer panic. But the video of her in a panic was recorded by another passenger on his phone. And then the rest of the millions of people who watched the video, recording the meltdown of a woman who forgot her phone on the airplane, was recorded on his phone. And it was watched on millions of people's phones. You see my point? The phones are watching phones. No longer is the phone only used to talk. Now it is used to watch. Ironically, all this technology designed to make our lives easier has made our lives harder because now we have to manage all of this. And so we have emails, and text messages, WhatsApp messages, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Pinterest, YouTube, Facebook Live, Periscope, and now we're Zooming. Right now, somebody is yelling out about some app that I am missing. And all this technology, because it is mobile, comes everywhere with us, literally everywhere. And I get it, that's the point. But here's my point. Technology is making us tired. When you take technology with you wherever you go, then it's hard to rest. And study after study has confirmed that one reason people are so tired is because they are using technology in their bedrooms. Does your mobile phone go to bed with you? It should not, if you actually want to get a good night's sleep. All that stimulation, even just from the light that pours out of your mobile device, is not advisable in getting your mind to slow down and shut off so that you can dive into deep sleep. Is technology the last thing you engage with at night and first thing in the morning? It's making us tired. We're tired because of the technology. I'm introducing God Is Our Rest by suggesting that three things are making all of us very tired: our technology, our toil, and our family tree. And second, let's talk about how we are tired because of our toil. And by toil, I mean work. Well, here we are. It's nearly August. And you are still not on vacation? It depends who you are, right? Some of you do not get vacation. Never. Not once a year. You have needs that require you work constantly, 6, 7 days a week. That is the nature of being an immigrant to your country, and or the nature of having a growing family to feed, and or the nature of paying your bills, and or I can go on with many examples. Now, some of you do get vacation or holiday, but you feel that it is over before it even began. Time moves so slow while you work, but so fast while you're at the beach, really fast. And then there is a toil that comes to those of you who choose to make work your life. Work is your life. If not working, you do not know what to do with yourself, and so the toil is always tucked underneath your arm, even when you do, and this next word is in quotation marks, rest. Perfectionism is really thriving within you to the expense of rest and recovery. You have no off switch. You are always on. Go, go, and go again. Work, work, and more work. Toil until you topple over. So, for whatever reason, there is no break on the horizon for you. When you look ahead at the calendar, you see complete and total toil. Or you are married to someone, or the son and daughter of someone, or you work for someone who is always toiling and never taking a break. And this person is a wreck, moody, temperamental, difficult to live with and to love, and impossible to work for. And this weariness leads to addictions, depression, and despair. Tiredness can be a source of tearing a company, a team, and countless numbers of relationships apart. And now there is the coronavirus, which is wreaking havoc and adding pressure to our work. And all of this is before we take into account the third source of tiredness, and that is the family tree. We experience tiredness from technology and toil, but also from the family tree. What do I mean by that? Well, there is much in family life that is tiresome. Let me speak to mothers. As the coronavirus rages and surges again in certain places, are you worried about how to protect your family? Keep them from getting sick while also having some measure of normalcy? It's exhausting, and now you have no idea what will happen in the fall with your children's schooling. Moms are never off duty, you're always on, and mothering is very important. It's a full-time job of immense value in the lives of each and every one of your kids. You took it on voluntarily, so maybe people in your life have little sympathy for you. But I think we must be sympathetic to the busy mother, drained by the demands of kids, often begging you for technology. Mom, I want the iPad. Mom, give me your phone in exchange for your peace. So all of these pressures are on you. The fruit is growing on the family tree, and these little apples, they take a lot of work. Let me speak to adult children caring for aging parents. You want to be faithful to honor your father and mother and to care for them in the same way they took such tender care of you when you were younger. But oh, how weary you become in doing this day after day and night after night. What was once impossible for you to even consider, a nursing home, is now a reality. But again, what about COVID? You're burnt out. Maybe you take care of a parent with a disease like cancer or Alzheimer's. This burden has burned off all your energy and you're laboring under it as we speak. And let me speak to those of you that are just plain tired of your families. Sometimes the relational conflict is so deep, the family is so fractured and broken that being near your parents or your in-laws, brothers and sisters, even husbands and wives and children drops you into a deep, dark hole. You're exhausted dealing with them, so out of energy, you have given up. Well, the purpose of our time together today is not to depress you. It is rather to acknowledge the discouragement and, yes, even the depression, perhaps, that already exists. We have actual real reasons for our tiredness, and I have summarized these as technology, toil, and that family tree. You might think I am tired, but for other reasons. Fair enough. I cannot cover or even think of everything, but these are some of the fundamental reasons people are all tuckered out. And maybe you're one of them. The good news is Jesus addresses this in the Gospels, right at the start of the New Testament. And when you come back tomorrow and throughout this series, you will learn that God is our rest. And when we dig in with Jesus, we will see that he first addresses the biggest and most important reason that people are tired. And Jesus will tell us it is not because of technology, toil, and the family tree. Jesus says people are tired because they do not have or pay little attention to their relationship with him. God is our rest, but if we do not live in the context of a vibrant relationship with God, then we will never find the rest that we so desperately seek and need. We'll talk more about this starting tomorrow right here on God Is. Why don't you invite someone to join you or download the podcast and listen? Let me pray for us. Father, thank you that this summer we can spend time with the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for being our master teacher. So many of us are tired. We are weary. I pray this week that you will steal our weariness away and replace it with your abundant life. Wake us up and give us new perspective on how we can find rest in you. I pray for people that are so tired today that they are depressed. Lift their spirits, O God. And Father, this coronavirus, it's tiring. And we want to ask, will you protect us from it? And will you free us from the burden of worrying over it? Amen. Join me tomorrow, using your technology, as we continue to discover who God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others. And be sure and join me for the next one.